anytime you're able to visit, you know, hospital visits or people who are, you know, fighting through stuff, you know, that's always something special. Just, you know, the platform that we've been given. But then just to the fact that they're in the military and, you know, the service that they provide for our country, and to give back to them just means so much more.
It means a lot that the Falcons organization really stands behind the veterans and is doing things for service members. And, you know, being a veteran and being a former service member, it means a lot to me. And it really, you know, it instills a sense of pride in myself and in the organization that I'm working for.
It's great, you know, they do a lot for this country, you know. I'm blessed to have those guys, you know, doing what they do, you know. That's a great thing for the country and everything like that. So when we get a chance to give back to them, you know, you got to take full advantage of it.
Being a part of this week is also big for me because my brother is actually, you know, served in the Air Force. So, I mean, it means a lot. But, you know, just being out here helping and whatever we can do.
Well, we're at Fort Benning here, putting on a football clinic with kids and pros. And the Atlanta Falcon Youth Foundation here to support the troops and also help these kids out.
We're having a bunch of fun. We're teaching heads-up tackling, as well as going through some agility drills, quarterbacking drills, receiving drills, and offensive lineman drills. We're having a whole lot of fun. I think this is, for a lot of these kids, it's a life-changing opportunity for them to have ex-professional athletes to understand that they're growing up, and they do care about what you're doing and how you're doing what you're doing. So it's a life-changing event.
We got to hang out with some of the fifth grade kids at Friendship, and we got to write letters to the military and people in the service, wishing them happy holidays and thanking them for all that they do.
There's 100 fifth graders that are very excited for Thanksgiving to come, and so this is a great activity for them to do right before the holidays. And we've got our the parents and the Women's Association came too.
I have to tell you, when I was in Iraq, one of the biggest questions that I had was whether or not our everyday American citizens understood what we were doing and whether they appreciated what we were doing. And I got a letter. I got a letter from a little girl in the seventh grade. And she told me that she was thinking about me and that she was also my family too. So these kinds of events are going to make a big difference and impact the lives of veterans that are, and service members that are serving overseas.
It's huge. I mean, there's so many military members at our school who work at the base, are served in the military. This town is functions around the military. And so, you know, we're very thankful to live in such a great place. And we're very thankful for the men and women who serve our country and all of the forces of our militaries.
Well, the Falcons are here doing a salute to service game. And, you know, of course, with this entire month being, you know, salute to service month through the NFL and everywhere, they came down and they did something wonderful, I think. You know, as you see flags all around the area. Our kids were outfitted with gloves as well as towels. And, you know, it's just a patriotic feeling. It's just a wonderful atmosphere.
Well, I can tell you tonight has been wonderful. Yeah, we've seen our football players work hard over the summer. And it's just really a proud moment to be here at Park, you know, representing our community and neighborhood in the city of Atlanta.